Parsha tells us that Yisro heard all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Moshe and for Klal Yisrael, and as a result, he decided to bring Tzipporah, his daughter, and his grandchildren back to Moshe and reunite them, and he himself wanted to be part of Klal Yisrael. But what is it exactly that he heard? Vayishma Yisro? Rashi says he heard about Milchemes Amalek, Kriyas Yamsuf. He heard about a lot of the miracles that took place. But says the Chasam Sofer, at least one of his three questions, says, what do you mean? What's Rashi's pshat that he heard Kriyas Yamsuf or Milchemes Amalek or maybe even Matan Torah, according to another Maan D'Amar? What the Torah tells us specifically or explicitly what he heard. He heard Ki Hotzi Hashem Es Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Why does Rashi need to come up with another pshat, another detail? It says it very clearly, what he heard. The Chasam Sofer then asks two additional questions and says, why is it, if Yisro heard all of these amazing things that took place, then why didn't he respond Baruch Hashem right away? Why is it only after Moshe, he speaks to Moshe when he returns in Pasuk Yud, he says Baruch Hashem? And number three, in that same Pasuk, Yisro changes the language from what was mentioned in Pasuk Aleph. And here he says, in Pasuk Yud, he says, Baruch Hashem asher hitzil eschem miyad Mitzrayim, that you were saved from the Mitzrayim. As opposed to Pasuk Aleph, where he said, he heard that Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was motzi es Yisrael Mitzrayim. What's the difference between motzi and matzil, hotzah and hatzala? Why the language change? So the Chasam Sofer says as follows. He says, the way of the world is when you hear rumors, is that people exaggerate. They embellish. That's natural. You hear a third person, broken telephone, all of a sudden something very minor becomes a major breakthrough until you finally peel back the layers and you investigate and you realize that it wasn't as significant as you thought it was. It was fake news. Here, Vayishma Yisro, Yisro heard rumors. What were the rumors that he heard? He heard about the Makos, he heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, Milchemes Amalek, he heard all these things. And what did it add up to? Ki hotzi Hashem es Yisrael mimitzrayim. What it led to was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was motzi Yisrael mimitzrayim. What does motzi mean? Says the Chasam Sofer, Yisrael didn't believe that it was possible for all these miracles to take place. It was so far-fetched for him, far from it to believe that the Egyptians were vulnerable, and the Egyptians would be defeated by anyone, let alone a small minority of slaves. Don't forget, as the Medrash tells us, Yisrael was one of Paro's Yoatzav, he was one of his advisors, who ran away when Havan Ischak Malo, says the Medrash. But Yisrael knew how formidable they were. They were a superpower. No one was going to bring down the Egyptians. So when he heard all these rumors, Vayishma Yisro, when he heard these shmulos, it didn't mean much to him that it was 100% correct. He said, you know what? Maybe a small percentage of it is true. Ki hotzi es b'nei Yisro mimitzrayim. It's one thing that people are claiming that they were set free forever, a chayrus olam, but I can't believe that. But maybe a hotza, maybe Paro granted them a temporary stay and allowed them to leave Mitzrayim for just a few days. And when he heard that, and that's what he believed, that it was only a temporary, when he heard all the miracles took place, he didn't believe it. He felt, you know what, maybe it was just a temporary stay, and that was at most, at best, what the Mitzrayim and what Paro allowed. But nevertheless, Paro came. That was enough, says the Chasam Sofer, for Vayavo Yisro Chosein Moshe, Ubana v'ishto el Moshe el Hamidbar asher hu chon Hashem har Elokim. The Torah tells us the shevach of Yisro, that Yisro didn't need to come back. If Yisro didn't believe everything that took place, he just believed that they were going to actually leave. They were in the desert for a few days and they were going to return. Nevertheless, Yisro said, wow, if they were able to accomplish that much, just enough to be granted permission to leave Mitzrayim for a few days, and then they're going to go back to Mitzrayim, I want to be part of them. And Yisro joined them at that point. That was the great praise, says the Chasam Sofer of Yisro, that he was willing to join them back in Mitzrayim, because that's where he felt that they were going to go. But when he got to Mitzrayim, when he got to the Midbar, and he was talking to Moshe, Behar HaElokim, he heard that all the rumors were in fact true. And that is why he responds, Baruch Hashem, I can't believe it. And that also helps us explain and helps us understand, says the Chasam Sofer, why Yisro changes the language and says, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzi Lo Miyad Mitzrayim. You were saved from Mitzrayim. This wasn't a Hotzi Es Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. This wasn't a temporary stay, a temporary injunction to allow the Klal Yisrael to take a short 1 week or a few day reprieve from subjugation, a little vacation. No, this was Asher Hitzi Lo Miyad Mitzrayim. This was Echerus Olam, they were redeemed and freed forever. And that was the change of the language. That was what made Yisro so amazed at the ability of Klal Yisrael to have such an important connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that made Yisro a believer and said, I need to be part of them as well. But you clearly see, says the Chasam Sofer, how formidable Mitzrayim was as a superpower. As he ends off, Razul Chazal Bazesh Sheneda Kama Kasha Haya Ha'otzah. How difficult the person could imagine what the Ha'otzah would be. No one could imagine. This is like, think about Lake Placid in the 1980 Olympics. Do you believe in miracles? No one thought the United States could beat Russia in hockey. It was so far from anyone's frame of mind, anyone's thought, anyone's seichel. But nevertheless, Asher Hitzilo Miyad Mitzrayim, this wasn't just a motzi, this was a matzil. And as a result, Yisro was back, or Yisro became and joined Klal Yisrael. But don't forget, Yisro joined Klal Yisrael not for the actual miracle, but just for the minor potential 1 week reprieve. That was enough already for Yisro to say, I want to be part of Klal Yisrael. Have a great day.